Welcome to the Conquering Chaos podcast. I'm your host, Erin E. Hooley, president and founder of multi-million dollar e-commerce children's clothing line, Bailey's Blossoms. So it turns out I'm pretty good at business, but what really lights my soul on fire is providing other entrepreneurs and mompreneurs with the tools they need to truly succeed. So if you have a business or have one on your heart, you're in good company. Pull up a chair or drop in some earbuds and let's conquer some chaos today. All right, guys. Today, I am so excited to have Stephanie Gass. She is the host and creator of the Mompreneur Mastermind Show podcast and Podcast Pro University. She is empowering women like a boss through faith-based business and balanced mentorship to step into their potential and claim the success and happiness that they deserve. She is a woman after my own heart and believes that we can profit from our passions, live proactively, and design a life that fuels our soul and believes that we can actually have it all. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me here today.
You're welcome. I am so excited to be here, Erin.
It is great to have you. First, I would love to know, have you share a little bit about your story and how you became passionate about what you do?
Absolutely. So my entrepreneurship journey started back when I was probably 16. I started out as a makeup artist, believe it or not. I was taking my little trunk with me and I would do people's makeup for their weddings. And I was like, it's just some cash. Anyway, within a couple of years, that business was, it was blowing up to the point where I'm like, I'm actually going to college. So I've got to step away from this. So entrepreneurship was always a big piece of my heart. But like so many of us, it had been instilled in me, you're going to school, girl. So went to school, got my master's in finance and accounting, and jumped into corporate. I figured, hey, this is stable. I had no dreams of getting married and having kids yet. So jump into this corporate career and quickly climbed the ladder. I'm a just crazy driven. I've always been that way. I'm an achiever. Anything I set my mind to, I'm going to go for it. By the age of 27, I was making over six figures in this corporate world. I was the youngest financial controller in the company. And it was great for a while until I wanted to get married and have kids. And that started to happen around 27, 28. I got engaged and something was tugging at my heart. I was working endless hours and my mom actually came to me and said, hey, I'm joining this network marketing company. You should do it with me. And I think it's interesting that, you know, God will always show up and provide us what we need at the time. That was my first thing that I needed to start transitioning into becoming an entrepreneur again. So I jumped into network marketing. And again, full speed ahead, right? Within 2 years, I had hit the top of the company, top 1%. I was having $17,000 months. Walking the stage, I had a $50,000 bonus check and
wow,
paid for cars and the trips. And at that time, my worth was tied up in how much money can I make? What rank can I achieve? That's what equals worth.
Your work was your identity.
It was everything to the detriment of everything around me. I was, you know, I gained 60 pounds by my second child. All I cared about was success in this company. That's all I thought about, Erin. I mean, it was really damaging. And I had, interestingly, again, I believe that it was divine intervention to realign me with my true passion and calling on my heart. And so my business started to crumble. And it was so hard because my whole worth was there. And so it just knocked me to my knees and I'm struggling and I'm working 60 hours a week to rebuild it. And finally I'm like, I'm just going to stop because maybe this isn't the answer right now. And so I just decided to step away and stop trying to control everything. It was a really scary decision. And I took a year and I said, I'm realigning. I got back really, really focused on my faith and my spirituality started to come first again. And money was bleeding at this point because the business was going and we had raised our lifestyle up to this level, right? And so I got back in the gym. I put my health first. I started to take a couple hours a day to really pour into my kids. And it felt so good, that piece of it. And the reckoning came when 1 month, I looked at my husband, I said, we can't pay the bills. You know, there's no money to pay.
And left. Well, it's dry.
Yeah. And he's like, well, how much is in Miles' savings account, our son? That was it. It was like,
oh man,
you know, what are we going to do? And that's when I just said, God, show me. Like, I finally gave in. I just fully sacrificed. And I said, I don't know what's next, but I'm going to just take the step, because I know in my heart. And I actually took the last $200 that were in my PayPal account, and I hired a mentor for a 45-minute session.
Wow.
And said, freaking shake me. Like, what should I do? Because I don't want to do network marketing again. I feel like I'm forced to do that because it's all I know. I don't want to go back to work. I don't want to exchange time for money. I don't want to be an accountant. You know, what do right. I do? And I also had this call to do something. And this mentor said, well, just tell me what you loved about being a network marketer. And it was like the most simple conversation, Erin, but the most life-changing.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I love empowering women. I love to see them have success when they didn't believe in themselves and actually start paying for some bills or have the money to go to the movies or, you know, figure out that they can.
Right.
And I love public speaking and I love motivating and I love being on stage and speaking. And they're like, why don't you just be a coach? I'm like, oh, like,
can I do that? Can
what
I
is that? I'm like, woo, you know? And so I got so excited. I'm like, maybe that's it. Okay. And I, again, didn't know. How do I do it? Don't know. What's next? Don't know. How do I get a client? What am I going to coach on? I feel like a fraud. I feel like all the things that feel like you shouldn't, you know?
Right.
But I just said, okay, I'm just going to do this. And within that same week, and that client appeared and said, hey, Steph, do you coach, by the way? I've been following you for a while. You're super motivating, inspiring. Can we work together? And that's how
awesome.
Yeah. My coaching brand was born, and it's evolved. I started coaching network marketers, teaching them how, cause that's what I knew, teaching them how to use attraction marketing and authentic marketing. And then I started to feel like, okay, I can help more people here. It's not just network marketers. It's women in general. It's people that have a dream and a call in their heart, and they can do anything. And I'm pretty versatile. I can teach them how to online market, how to conquer.
And you're living proof of that struggle.
I am. And I had to go through that struggle so I could speak to it.
Yes.
And so here I am, you know, it's been 2 years of shifting into this. I'm now an educator for female entrepreneurs. I run a podcast. I do coaching with women. I have lots of courses to help women figure out their branding and their mission and then online market so that they can be profitable in a passive way using ebooks and courses and podcasting. That's and awesome. I'm so lit up about it and I love it so much. And I just feel just more fulfilled than ever. So that's kind of my story.
I love it so much. You know, isn't it amazing to see that evolution of figuring out what it is? What's that next step? And even I love that your mentor posed it to you in such simplistic questions, because I think some of the most profound answers we receive come through the most simple ways. And the ability to hear them is so key. What was the first step that you took to turn it into motion?
Okay, so this is where it gets real good. you know how we don't know, right? So we don't know, but it's take the step. And
right.
So I thought, okay, I'll start a blog. And I sat on my couch. I just had a C-section. I actually almost died with both of my
C-sections. Oh my gosh.
So I'm like basically on bed rest at this point, feet up in the air, like have a baby on the boob.
Starting a blog, because why not?
Why not? And so starting this blog, and I was kind of doing lifestyle blogging because I thought that's what everybody's doing.
Right.
And I was definitely off. I was off, but I started there. Well, the blog did start to gain traction, but I figured, okay, wait. I'm not passionate about making cookies. Why am I talking about this? I'm passionate about online business.
Right.
So I'm going to start a YouTube channel. So then I shifted, and I still had the blog because you could post the content from the videos over there, but I started to pivot, and I'm like, okay, no, it's the YouTube channel. It's the online marketing. So I started to do that. Well, girlfriend, that didn't work because I got two babies over here. I'm a hot mess. I got boogers on my face and I'm trying to do a video. Like this is,
yeah,
this isn't working.
Raw and real, man.
Yeah. So then I shifted again and I thought, okay, no, it's social media. It's Facebook Lives and it's video. And that's where it all began. And so that's where I started to realize, no, people just want to hear from me authentically. And those videos paired with, I created some courses because I knew it has to be passive.
Right.
I don't want to meet with people one-on-one all day long, nor is that realistic.
Right.
So I created courses based on the feedback I was getting from the lives. And that feedback was, Stephanie, I don't know how to market. I feel like a fraud. I don't know how to sell. How do I market without being salesy? Those are the first courses I created.
That's
and
awesome.
They started to sell.
I love it. That's so awesome. That constant testing and learning. And we were talking about this previously about just the difference between an entrepreneur who succeeds and an entrepreneur who fails. And those who succeed are the ones who don't let failure be the end of the road and who they see it as that fork in the road where it's just time to turn. It's just time to pivot. You take it as an opportunity to learn and then you continue forward. And I love that that was part of your process.
You know, Erin, I think that's key because it's almost like if you see this pivotal point in your business happening or a dark season, instead of looking at like, oh no, like what's happening to me? I think it's almost like, ooh, something big's about to happen to me.
Yes.
Right? Like yes. It's almost that I almost look forward to the next big challenge because I know that means growth.
Every time on the skirt tails of the biggest challenges comes the biggest propensity for growth. Every single time. And so I think you're totally right. Once you start to learn that, you start to trust those challenges because you know what's on the other side. For those of you who are coming up on your first big challenge, don't let that be a deterrent. Don't let that scare you. Don't let that stop you because coming from two women who know what's on the other side, it is worth it to keep going. It is so worth it.
I agree. Okay. Second that.
You've got some great experience when it comes to understanding the sales funnel and the buyer psychology. I'd love to understand from your perspective, what is buyer psychology and why does it matter?
Absolutely. That's such a great question. People get all fancy here. Okay. They think, okay, a sales funnel. So I got to create something super fancy and put together and expensive. And then if somebody sees my Facebook ad 30 million times, then they're going to buy it. Like, no.
Overcomplicate.
It's so overcomplicated. And also, I want you to think about your best friend, okay? I want you to think about who is the person that you are impacting today. Mm-hmm. Who is she? Like, I actually give mine a name. Her name is Lola. She's got two kids. She is trying to run this online business, but she's struggling because she's got a full-time job. She doesn't understand online marketing. She drinks too much coffee. She likes wine once in a while. You know, like I get Lola because I am Lola, right?
Right.
And so when I get her, I can then, instead of looking at buyer psychology as some fancy scientific thing, I have to look at Lola and say, I have to put myself in her shoes. You have to understand her and know, ask yourself, what does Lola need today to better her situation and her life? I can say, what are these triggers that are surrounding Lola? Okay. Organization and she's struggling with time management. She doesn't understand online marketing. I now to get to Lola, it's not here's a product, Lola. Here's your organizational course. No. Hey Lola, like take my hand. I'm going to walk you through the solutions that you need and I'm going to do it for free. I'm going to pour into you so hardcore that when you think of actually spending money to fix these problems, the only person that you think about is me. You would never work with someone else because those other people haven't poured into you and they don't understand you like I do. So buyer psychology starts with understanding your avatar to the deepest capacity of your heart. And then secondly, it's you always lead with free. You always give and give and give your best stuff. Stop living in this, you know, scarcity mindset of, well, I'm only going to give them one tip and then hopefully Mary's going to
for the other nine.
It doesn't work that way, right? Like buyer psychology.
About service. And that's what I'm hearing is about how can I see a problem. I have a solution. How can I serve this person through a product or a service? What can I do to make that problem go away?
Yes.
Make your life better.
Yes. And that can be through a blog. It can be through video. I believe personally, the number one platform today is podcasting. Mm. I actually have a podcast course because I believe so strongly that audio is the new video and that people want to consume while they do cooking, driving. And so it's sharing your message in one of those ways or all three of those ways. If you repurpose your content and you're speaking to Lola over and over and over, and that's how Lola trusts you. And that's how the funnel starts.
Yes. I love that you said that too, because that's how I listen to podcasts. If I'm doing the dishes or if I'm folding laundry, I can get really antsy thinking of all the other things that I could be doing. But if I'm doing the dishes or doing laundry, listening to something that's helping expand my mind, either personally or professionally, then all of a sudden I'm not wasting my time doing those things. And so there's so many ways that we can, whether you're putting your makeup on in the morning, taking a shower, I'm constantly listening to ways that I can better myself and improve. So I love that you touched on that. That's great. So what exactly is a sales funnel for those who aren't familiar with it? And can you break it down into a process for those who might need to create one?
Absolutely. And I think any and everyone today that runs an online business, you need a sales funnel. And don't let that freak you out, because I'm going to show you, take you through some steps that can make this easier conceptually for you. So a sales funnel is simply taking Lola as she enters the trust and she starts to listen to you or to read your stuff, and she's dabbling, she's following you on social, right? It's starting with the valuable content, that's step one. Mm-hmm. And then it's taking them through different touch points and different levels of trust to ultimately get them to purchase something, work with you with some capacity. And here's where I want, if you're a woman listening, I'm talking to you for a minute. If you're going, ooh, but I can't sell Lola, she's my friend. Listen, you are literally doing Lola a disservice if you don't sell her the thing that you've created that's pouring out of your heart and that you're passionate about that can help change her life. And if you don't believe that your product is that thing, create something new, realign, get in tune with a different company, a different product, because you know Lola so much, you can create something for her, okay? So let me take you through the steps. So step one is starting with the content. We already talked about this, right? And you're gonna do the content over and over and over consistently. And I think for me, the best way is a podcast, because I have to show up and speak to Lola twice a week. Yeah. She's used to me now, right? She's
expecting you.
She is, yes. And the second thing you're going to do is you're going to create a call to action within your free content. And so all this is, you guys, is you're offering something a little extra for Lola to give you her email address, okay? Because you own the email address.
Mm-hmm.
And I make more money from my email list than I make on Instagram, on Facebook. That stuff is the touch point. That is not where you push people.
Nope, because you have no ownership over what happens next, how many people you can reach. Having ownership of that email address. And another thing I want to throw out too, which is something we just started doing, is SMS marketing, text messages. It's the same thing, but a higher open rate too. So both of those things, you own it, you can reach them at a better level and on your terms.
I love it. And I'll take you through an example in a minute. So then you're basically saying, okay, let's say that we're talking to Lola. You guys are familiar with this example. She's struggling with growing her brand or platform. Nobody's following Lola yet. You know, she's kind of like, I have this passion. I want to market, you know, let's say she wants to market nutritional living for families.
Mm-hmm.
How does she do it online? Well, I would say, hey, Lola, you know. Well, I don't say Lola on my podcast. I'm like, hey girl, you can listen for a minute. You know, today we're talking about growing your platform. If you want my checklist of the first 5 ways to grow your platform in your first 90 days as a business owner, I want you to go and opt in. Here's the link, and I'm going to send it to you right now. Okay. So now Lola's going, well, I already like Steph. I trust her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the link that she told me to go to, and I'm going to give her my email address, and she's going to send me something that can help me. Okay.
Right.
Next step. This is something that many people do not use, but it's the first sale that you can actually make. And this is called the thank you page upsell.
Hmm.
So when Lola then says, ooh, Steph, I want that checklist, and she gives me her email address, the thank you page pops up and it says, Lola, guess what? I got a mini class for you on growing your following. Let's say it's 45 minutes. Maybe it costs $37 or something like that. And Lola goes, okay, boom. She is now already a consumer, which then raises the probability that Lola's going to buy from me again in a big way, because Lola's going to see how much value I'm going to give her. So you guys can do that with a simple ebook. You could charge like $7 for an ebook. You could do a checklist. There's limitless options for you to upsell people at that point, right? And it's not upselling. It's giving Lola something that truly can help her. I want you to get away from thinking that sales are bad. Okay, number four, you then need to automate your process. There's no reason sister friends should be writing and drafting emails to every human being, okay?
So, please no. Please no.
Save yourself. So I want you to go in, and you can go to MailChimp for free and start an email list. Okay. That's great. That's where I started and it was fine. So you start that, an email list. I now use GetResponse because it has a lot more of what I need in there. But whatever you use, create a simple little nurture series for Lola. Mm-hmm. Take her through an experience with you. And instead of selling Lola and pushing things on her, tell stories. I want you to draw Lola in and say, Lola, listen, I remember the day that I sat in front of my computer and I looked at my 50 followers on Instagram and I had a dream in my heart, but I had no idea how to grow this following. And so I just started struggling. I started creating hashtags and I started showing up on video and nobody was watching me. And I felt like a failure. I felt like a fraud. And so you're going to storytell so that Lola understands that you understand Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Love it.
And take her through this. And maybe you start with 4 emails and they send every 2 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to do. And that's going to nurture that series with Lola. So then, okay, you're like, okay, well, that's fine. But how am I then getting her through the whole process? Well, step 5 is to use simple call to actions inside of each of those emails, right? Mm-hmm. And that could be a simple link. Like, for example, Lola then has opted into my stuff. She's bought the mini course, let's say, or the mini class. And I've sent her 2 emails. And in the bottom of that second email, it says, hey, Lola, did you know that I have a strategy mastermind group for building a following using podcasting or using live video? Like whatever I have to offer her. Maybe I have a membership group and we practice live. And I say, click here for details or click here for a call with Steph or click here. And so Lola's starting to like, ooh, she has something else. I loved her first product, you know? So you guys use the nurture, but don't sell in the nurture. You're storytelling. Sell at the bottom with a simple call to action that doesn't feel like a sell.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Love it.
And number 6, you've got to set up some landing pages because people are going to say, ooh, Steph has this really cool mastermind group and it teaches us how to podcast to grow our following. I need more. Well, you don't want to have to meet with every human being that's interested in your stuff, right? We got to automate. So create a simple landing page and you can do it. MailChimp has it in there for free. My email software has it in mine for free. It's included in the price. You could do any of the landing page software. Okay. And then again, you're creating the user experience. I use video on my landing pages because they're used to my voice. That's
a great idea.
Trustworthy. Video is going to always help you sell more. So I get on there on video. I'm like, hi, Lola. You know, I look like a mess. She's used to me. She gets me, right? And the thing too here that's so important, you guys, is when you show up on video or you create the text for the landing pages and you're actually ready to tell Lola about something you're selling her, stop getting timid. Here's what I believe is going to grow you faster than ever. And you need me because I'm going to help you. And so you have to believe in yourself and your product so much that Lola can't say no to that because it will truly change her life.
And it takes away that degree of fear too, because that fear always comes from when we're self-focused and we're saying, oh, I don't want to be rejected. I don't want someone not to like me. I don't want someone to disapprove of the way that I'm delivering or what I say. And all of these things where we kind of, that self-sabotaging cycle again, where we put our own selves down to the degree that we literally end up walking ourselves into a room like this timid little unqualified mouse. When in reality, people don't need our fear. People need our confidence and they need our experience and they need, whether it is a product or a service, if you believe in what you're selling, you sell it with confidence because you created it for a reason. You're doing it for a reason. And it doesn't matter if Lola or whoever doesn't believe in it. If you believe in it, the people around you will start to believe in it as well.
Amen. And two, I think that you start attracting the people if you're going to show up and like you're showing up and you're excited and you're energetic and you believe in your product, the people that are going to be led to actually purchase the product are the people that are going to take action with your product and have success, and success breeds success.
And you know, one of the things I keep thinking about here is the concept of people don't want to do business with businesses. They want to do business with people. I've got something that can serve you. You've got something that you need and we're connecting in a real authentic and genuine way. Then that takes all that slimy salesman stuff out of the equation completely because you genuinely have Lola's best interest at heart and she feels that. It's all about just showing up in a genuine and authentic way to say, you know what, I'm doing something that I think can make your life better.
Amen. Yes. Yes. So the beauty here is we have gotten Lola through drip emails. Lola is opted into our list now, or our messenger bot, or our SMS text. And Lola's here and we know she's interested because we have the list telling us Lola's opted in and she's interested in now your product. So now what am I going to do? So I may send Lola an email or a Facebook message or something and say, hey girl, I noticed you've been checking out the membership group. Let's have a quick chat. And so that at that point, you take it into a nurture. And the nurture can be automated or it can be you in the beginning touching them. Do you have questions? Do you have concerns? I know this is a big investment. I've been there. Solve her problems. So then the next step is to test and to use automation and to get people's feedback. Stop being afraid of that because I want to know what are my perceived weaknesses? Am I priced out of their comfort zone? Like I started hearing from them, well, your checkout was ridiculous. Like I don't have 5 minutes to check out. Make it easy. So that I invested in some better checkout software and my conversions went up 50%. Awesome. So it's maybe something, if there's one little tweak in your process that you can fix. The last step for you in this sales funnel strategy I'm giving you is that your customers are everything. Mm-hmm. So when Lola bought that first product, remember she bought that little class right there. She's going to get highlighted in my customer management system. And I'm going to highlight her and I'm going to love her. I'm going to start sending her my podcast episodes every week with I share my heart and my story every week in there. And I get her to know me at a deeper level because Lola, when someone buys from me once, they almost always buy from me again. Mm-hmm. And the people spending the most money with me on private coaching packages, they started here with a $37 product. It's not someone that came in the funnel and said, I'm going to buy a $2,000 this.
Right.
No. They started down here. And so you've got to nurture.
They grew to that.
They grew and they grew with you. They got to know you. And maybe it takes a year for them to spend real money with you.
Yeah.
So stop giving up on, oh, I made a $9 sale. Have a nice day. Bye. No. That $9 sale could compound and turn into $10,000 5 years from now from one person.
Absolutely. I love it. And you know, it's funny. It's even taking it a step before a sale happens at all.
Yeah.
If you have yet to make a single sale and somebody comments on something, somebody engages with you, take the time to send them a personal message and say, thank you so much. I appreciate your support. What more would you like to see? What questions do you have? What could I do that would help to make your path, your journey, your life, your whatever, just a little bit better? And I'll tell you what, that is how you turn somebody from being a customer to a fan or becoming a customer at all. You engage with them to a degree that helps them understand you're not a number to me. You're so much more than that. And I genuinely care about your success journey. I genuinely care about you. And I need you to know that so that at some point, if you ever feel like I can serve you better to a greater degree, that you trust me to give me that opportunity to do so. So let's break down those steps one last time. Give them all to me as bullet points so that everybody can just remember and take those notes.
Absolutely. So number one, valuable content. Number two is give them something a little extra in exchange for the email address, the opt-in. Okay. Number three, a thank you upsell. Mm-hmm. Start making money at the beginning of your process. Number four, create a simple email nurture series. Number five, use links and simple casual call to action mentions within each of those email series. Number six, you are going to set up some landing pages. That way you can automate the sales process. And then number seven, use video. Any video to me creates more humanization than text, right?
Yes.
And so number eight, now you know who's actually interested. So number eight, follow up and create that level of maybe a conversation, maybe a voice text. Maybe you've got something else automated to get them to know you better. Mm-hmm. But you don't just give up on people when they're this far along in the funnel. Yes. This is when you actually get them on the phone, get them on a 10-minute consult call and help solve a problem on the call. And then they're really going to want to work with you. Number nine is focus on the customers. Who has spent money with you? because those people are 50% more inclined to spend money with you again. Send them a thank you card, send them a gift, send them a voice text on Instagram, be front of mind, like their stuff, ask them for their feedback. Hey girl, what do you think about this new product? Or hey, do you have any ideas on what I should include in my new course? Get them involved, do something fun for them. Sometimes I'll do a special offer just for my previous customers. Number 10 is to use automation as much as possible and to test your process. Dig in, understand your analytics, and that's actually step 11, which is test, test, and then keep testing to figure out where are you losing money and how can you streamline your process.
All about testing and learning. I love it. There's so much gold in there. Thank you so much, Stephanie. This has been absolutely fantastic. Such a treat to have you on here and sharing your wisdom with us. You know, before I let you go, I have one question I want to ask. As I mentioned before, I love speaking to fellow mompreneurs who are really just killing it and taking their life and saying, you know what? I can have it all. I have this dream and I'm going to bring it to fruition. Can you share one of your secrets to conquering your chaos and how you do it so well?
Absolutely. So here's the secret. This is literally the secret to your entire life, okay? It's to figure out what balance means to you. What are the categories to you that light your soul on fire? So for me, it's spirituality first. Second, it's family. Third, it's my health. And fourth, it's my business, in that order. And so what I do is I wake up every single morning. I write in my 5-year journal my intention for the day. I write in there, what am I focusing on for today? And sometimes it's business heavy. And then maybe the next day it's a field trip with my son to the zoo. So what is my intention? I then am proactive, not reactive. None of my apps send me an alert, not even my email. Because until I decide to get into that email inbox, until I decide to get into Instagram to comment back to people, it's not going to tell me that it's there waiting for me. Mm. And so you own the free slots in your day. And I don't care who you are and how many businesses you run. And if you have the full-time job, you are still in charge of your life. Take control and write it down every day and say, my life is non-negotiable. Mm. I am not going to be reactive all day and then look back and say, well, I ignored my kids all day because I was in the inbox, or I ignored my business all day because I had too many dishes.
Right.
You own your day.
I love it. I love that so much. My phone is on silent all the time because I hate the dings and I hate all of that. I'm just going to go in and turn the notifications off. That's genius.
Yeah.
Taking that one. Yeah.
And I even delete the apps, Erin, on weekends. I try to delete the apps completely because I'm like, there's no reason.
That's awesome.
That I have to be present on social media. Like,
yes. Oh, you know? It's so smart. And actually, it's funny. I just did a podcast on burnout versus balance, and it was all about just this. It's less about having equal time slots for every aspect of your life and more about your ability to be present within every aspect of your life. So that's gold. I love it so much. Thank you so much again for taking time to be here with us today. You are a gem and just my soul sister in so many ways. It has been an absolute pleasure. For those of you who want to find more of Stephanie, where can everybody find you at?
Absolutely. And thank you, Erin, for having me on. I just feel like it's been such a blessing to speak with you today. And we had so much fun.
Yes.
And just excited for where you're going too.
Thank you.
All right, peeps. So if you want to hang out with me, come find me on social. My handle is at Stephanie Gass, and that's Stephanie with an F. And I think the best place to get all of the freebies, I have so many free trainings, at stephaniegass.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Erin.
Thank you for taking the time to connect with me here on the Conquering Chaos podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, will you please take a moment to leave a review? It's the fuel to my fire and lets me know that my efforts to enact change and broaden your perspective of what's possible matter. Thank you so much for your support. If you want more content like this, don't forget to subscribe and connect with me on social media at Erin E. Hooley or at erinehooley.com. Have a fantastic day. Get out there and conquer some chaos.